Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey there, AfterBuzzers. Thank you so much for joining us for the last episode of season 2 of HBO's Divorce. Is Francis the poster child of being blindsided? Tune in now to find out all the details as we break it down.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey there, AfterBuzzers. I am your host, Miriam Gonzalez, and welcome to the season finale of HBO's Divorce. Alone again, naturally. There's no question about it. This is what happens in divorce. You naturally are alone. Right now, as I said, I'm Miriam. To my left are my lovely co-host, ladies.
Hi, this is Fern Ronay.
Hi, I'm Monique Loveless.
Hi, I'm Katie Foley.
Ladies, what an amazing season 2 of HBO's Divorce. And I mean, to follow these characters has just been quite the roller coaster, to be quite frank. I mean, what has been your overall thoughts on the season, last night's episode, and then, of course, later we'll get into predictions and where we hope season 3 goes. So let's, ladies.
I'm amazed at how, I was like, how are they going to make a whole season out of a divorce, one divorce? And then how are they going to make, like, two, like, how are they going to do this? But they've done it, and it was so good. And last night's episode was, I love being shocked and surprised at every turn, and they do it, and it was great.
Yes, I definitely thought this season was great, too. I love the fact that they didn't leave us with cliffhangers. Although I love shows that leave with cliffhangers, I don't at the same time. I'm like, no, I have to wait. So they didn't leave us with a cliffhanger, but they did have a lot of shocking moments in there that's like, okay, what is going to happen next?
Yeah, which I would say actually is a cliffhanger, because like for me it was like, oh, what's gonna happen with Skip? What's gonna happen with Nick? Like I was you know, what's Diana gonna do? You know, I was constantly asking those questions, you know, while I was watching this episode. And I really loved this season. I thought that last season was really amazing, but I actually kind of liked the levity of the season even better.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely been there have been some cliffhangers. There have been some shocking moments. And divorce is not easy. And we see that in the first season. We see this now in the second season. And hopefully there's a season 3. And it will evolve into more in-depth. Because, you mm-hmm. know, I know that we've all talked about, well, what the dynamic with Lila and Francis. And why has that been so awkward? And how is everyone so forgiving? But overall, I think the dynamic of these relationships are complicated, but also very loving and forgiving without even having to say so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, am I off?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because, and we'll get into it, you know, we see at the end, Lila's a lot more open to mom, mm-hmm. but I think there's more to that. It's almost like letting her get her hair dyed purple.
You know what I mean? It just feels real that they kind of,
yeah.
in a way, kind of just go on with being a family without hashing it out too much. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's kind of what really happens in real
it
life.
Is. You have families. To suck it up and yeah. deal. Like, okay, mommy and daddy are no longer together. How are we going to make this dynamic work? Because you can go on hating each other, but at some point you have to
relent.
Deal.
Yeah.
You have to deal for the sake of the children. It's not like you can just walk away.
Right.
We talked about this a lot. Like, friendships, no kids, bye-bye, there's 7 billion people on the planet. I'll
yeah.
never have to see you again. But when you have kids, you have right. to see them again.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a tricky situation. And so we open the episode with, you know, Francis is waiting on the porch step reading a book for Robert to deliver the kids, so to speak, or drop off the kids. And the kids are really excited because, you know, of course, Dad, for some reason, is like the savior in these episodes. He's like the hero. And he has now sprung them with this amazing opportunity that he never discussed with Frances. And that's a big, in my eyes, no-no, especially when you're trying to do a partnership. And he arrives at the house, and Lila says, "Mom, I'm super excited for summer. You know, Dad will tell you all about it." Bombshell. And it's, you know, come to find that Jackie, his girlfriend, has a college friend who made all this money in hair extensions. And, of course, I'm like, why didn't I get into that business? Right. You know, all the ladies I know. And she has this villa with a moat in Italy. And not only is it just for the month of June, but it's for the month of June and July. And he wants to take the kids. And the kids now at this point already know about it. And they're super, super excited. And now Frances is like, now I get to be the bad person because I wanted to be the one that takes them to Italy, that takes them to Europe, that takes them and shows them the cultures. And we see a little later that I feel that she feels that Robert's not going to do that and show them, he'll only show them one side of Italy versus like
the gelato.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all gelato. It's all ice cream.
I thought that she was just kind of mad because she wasn't able to do it, or they weren't all able to do it together because at the time they didn't have any money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she felt some type of way because she wanted to be involved. You know, to me, Frances is so, she's self-centered. She really is. So I just believe that at the in the moment, she was upset that it wasn't their whole family doing it because it was something that she wanted to do, too. And like she said, she never got around to it because they never had the money to.
I think, though, in this moment that she had every right to be self-centered because she was the breadwinner, you know. She was fighting for them to go to Italy. You know, Robert was kind of, you know, messing around, and now it's finally started to work out for him as far as, like, what his dreams were, and it's just really unfortunate timing that's happening now with Jackie and not with Frances. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of understood where she was coming from, and I think that obviously it would have been way different if they had had that conversation prior to Robert's bringing it on the kids.
Yeah, right. I still believe that she was self-centered, but I do believe that he should have talked to her about it first before he told the kids. Because then that makes it difficult to say no to something like that.
Yeah. Right, that's like a huge co-parenting mistake. Or any parenting mistake. Like, don't get them excited, and then one of us has to say,
no.
You might be bad cop.
But honestly, I feel like she was mad. She was mad at the situation because it didn't involve her, and she really wanted to go.
Like, I think she was mad he told them first, and then to top it all off, she busted her ass for how many years while he was doing his flipping house business, and they could never go to Italy. And now that they're divorced, all of a sudden, you and your pretty girlfriend can take the kids, and they'll see Europe first with her. Now, so she's, like, naturally resentful, I think.
Yeah, no. Now, do you think, okay, because as we're into the season finale, and we're reflecting back on Frances's indiscretions and her resentment now of this situation, do you think if prior to divorce, she would have, had she been patient with Robert, had she not been so naggy with Robert, had she had a little bit more faith in Robert, that maybe it'd be them going on this vacation?
Well, we see... You know what? I just want to scream at Frances. I want to take her by her neck and wring her. Like, what is your problem? As we see it, when she, I don't want to get ahead, but when she causes the hole in the wall, and she has to call him over, and he's like, you get a plumber. Now she wants to have her cake and eat it too. She's kissing him and say, oh, what if we were who we are now? Like, because you're seeing a different side of him. He is actually with somebody who cares about every situation in his life, getting his finances right, coming together, making sure that they communicate, making sure that they do things together. That is a relationship. That's a partnership.
Right.
You didn't want to do that. You wanted to be his mom, and he didn't need a mom.
Yeah.
Right.
No man needs a mom.
And to piggyback on that, I mean, just, you know, the way that Jackie has taken his talent and actually allowed him to make money at it, whereas, you know, Frances was just kind of like taking care of everyone and not really believing in Robert in the way that she needed to believe in Robert.
Right.
But now believe in Robert, it's like, it's too late, honey.
Exactly. Right. Now to see this man who has evolved into who she knew he had potential.
Yeah.
This is, I said this before, this is my favorite thing. Never date somebody for their potential.
Nope.
Like, you all, like, if you bring something to the table, most of the time, majority of the time, if they really care about you, they're going to blossom too, but you have to let them blossom because they're an adult. They're an adult too. They're not a child.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nobody needs a mom, and she was being a mom to him. Now she's seeing another man. Now she's seeing the man that she saw the potential in, because somebody who actually believes in him and knows her business and what she needs to do without him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to be a partner with you. I want you. I don't need you, but yeah. I want you. And if we come together and we make this work, we can actually make this work. And now Frances is seeing somebody that is this, you know, giving her this $75,000 check and coming over and fixing her plumbing and still being the kind guy that he is, because he's a really nice guy. It's yeah, just so right. now that he brings extra things along with that as a man. And now she wants... Now she wants to be all like, oh, what if we met each other now? I wouldn't be with you. I wanted Robert to say, I wouldn't be with you.
Yeah.
You're not the person I want to be with.
Well, he said that in a funny way. Yeah. He's like, oh, the new me would be meeting the new you, talking mm-hmm. about the old you.
Right.
Right.
Meaning he's not letting go of the fact that she was a bitch.
Yeah.
Right. And like I said, he's nice, so he said it in a nice way.
Yeah.
But he should, you know. And I love the fact that when she kissed him, he totally just kind of off-put her. Because I was like, I really like him and
Jackie
together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, they really compliment each other. Mm-hmm. And for Frances to come in and try to act, she just makes me upset.
Well.
I don't like, I'm glad what happened because she is now she made the bed, now she got to lie in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we see just a little bit before that Robert and Jackie are in a lawyer's office coming to this agreement. And in the last episode, you know, when they first were talking about getting into this partnership, he was feeling a little like taken back, as if it was a relationship with Frances all over again, mm-hmm. to where she was like, if you want to fight with Frances, go fight with Frances. When you're ready to fight with me, fight with me. And so now they're coming into this agreement, and they're in the lawyer's office, and they become business corporation partners, and they go and they build this partnership, and it's super easy, to the point where the woman in the lawyer's office is like, I've never seen it this easy. People that make prenups, it's like making a prenup. It's really a difficult thing to do. And that kind of, I think, triggers Robert a little mm-hmm. in his mind on how easy the relationship is. Because mm-hmm. we saw in the last episode how Nick confused Jackie for Frances at the liquor store. Mm-hmm. And that kind of triggered something for him. But for him to see and for it to be pointed out that life can be easy with someone even though he has a type.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's refreshing. So now when he fast forward goes to Frances' house and gives her that $75,000 check, and you're right, he is a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know who you call when you do this? A plumber.
Right.
Right.
But she called him.
Because she's codependent on
yes.
him.
Yes. She now, I feel like it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of codependency, but also at the same time, it's a little bit of loneliness.
Yeah.
And she wants to feel that loneliness in a comfortable way, in the way she knows how.
Well, you can't have your cake and
right,
eat it
too. Like he's always been there. She's expecting for him to continue to be there. And it's really refreshing to see Robert stand up, you know, for mm-hmm. himself, not only to Frances, but also, like you said, Nick the last episode. And he was always, like, sucking up to Nick, trying to get Nick's money, trying to get Nick to, you know, his validation. Because I think that he saw Nick as, like, a successful man, you know, yeah. like, and something mm-hmm. that he was looking up to. And so it's refreshing to see him, you know, kind of say, screw that, to all of those things, yeah. you know, and stand up for himself.
It was interesting how Frances tried to parlay it and say, oh, were you trying to buy mm-hmm. the kids going to Italy with this check? And it's like, no, you've taken care of me all this time. Now I'm manning up. Mm-hmm. Just say thank you and yeah. buy new pipes. Like,
right.
I think she also doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that
she's like Diane.
Like he's grown and he's successful now. And she's yeah. probably like, if I had only stuck it out,
right.
he would be like, you know, I would be with this guy who's doing so well. But he wouldn't have done well if he stayed with Frances.
Exactly.
He needed to suffer a little mm-hmm. and then get to a good place and then meet the right person to become the person he was meant to be. It mm-hmm. never would have happened with her, but she right. doesn't realize that.
Exactly.
She's like, ugh, like kicking herself. But she won't admit it. She wants to downplay his success. Oh, this is buying me off. She wants to... you know, she won't admit it.
She's
to herself.
Too prideful.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because right now she's feeling a big kick in the stomach? On at first she was feeling rather successful and like she was moving forward, and now she's kind of taken a couple steps back. You know, she had a guy for a second that didn't work out. She had an amazing artist that got stolen away from her from a guy that asked her out. And do you feel like? Mm-hmm. That could be the reason why she's feeling even more crunchy about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think nothing's going well for her right now.
No,
yeah,
in every area. So she's
I don't know. Nothing is going, and it goes to the saying as if you keep doing the same thing, that's insanity,
yeah. Right?
And that's I feel like I those are the things that she continues to do the same thing, and that's why she continues to lose everybody.
Yeah,
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 and lose everything, like. I feel like she needs to take the moment of self-reflection.
Yeah.
She needs that moment of self-reflection and not worry about any of that and just do what she is supposed to do. Because she didn't, clearly in the beginning of the season, she didn't take the job because she thought she was going to end up having to owe Robert in alimony.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, why do you care? At this point, if you're divorcing somebody, eventually you should know in your mind that if I take something good, it's the benefit for the both of us.
Yeah.
So I just feel like her mindset and what she does is very self-centered, and the things that she does, she continues to try to do the same thing and get different results.
Yeah. She thinks she's being strategic and she's not.
No,
She's acting too quickly and not thinking things out. And we see that. After she goes and she finds the article in the newspaper where it's Sylvia and Skip Zakarian, mm-hmm. they are the new Art World Dream Team, and she's livid about that.
Right.
Livid. It's like, you know, she bitches to Diane on how I take them, I grow them, and then they get stolen away from me. Is this where I'm at? And we see her kind of lose it, and she goes to Skip Zakarian and is kind of like, what in God, you know, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he told her, if we just work together, she at this point in her career, I think it'll be a good move.
Yeah.
Why not?
I know. I've been like, okay.
Because he said it. He said every time you find somebody new, it's up to me to come and steal them. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, and she's kind of being the anti-Robert because Robert was able to, you know, kind of put his pride aside with his evolution. She's not.
Exactly.
So she's not able to move forward because here's someone who's just like Jackie. For her, it's like a mere reflection who's trying to build her up, you know. I do think he's genuine. I don't think he's just trying to see her. I think that's a huge part of it. But and she's too prideful to, mm-hmm. you know, take a hand off.
Yeah.
She is. That is the thing of all her problems. She's too prideful.
Yeah.
And she tries to control everything. She's too prideful and she tries to have control over everything. And it's like, you can't do that. Like, you're a small gallery, you're struggling now. You clearly know great art, and he and Skip sees that.
Yeah.
So if he's asking you to come on he's not even asking you to come on, he's asking to work together. Why not take those type of chances?
Mm-hmm. I think she was really hot-headed in her reaction to it. And in predictions, we will get into where I think that's going to go. Because, you know, remorseful people.
Yeah.
Sometimes you sit down, you have a glass of wine, and you're like, wait, what's in my
table? Yeah, right.
You know. But anyway, you guys, if you guys want to have fun and learn and grow in all areas of your life, we have a really amazing podcast for you to tune into. Conversations with Maria Menounos. The podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria features celebrities and influencers. It's also along with top secret tips and secrets and tips. Try to say that 10 times fast. On how to be better in all aspects of life, which is really great. She's got amazing books that you can definitely look at that we love here.
Mm-hmm.
From health, wellness to careers and relationships, finance and more. Let our Maria be your big sister that you never had. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Congratulations to Maria Menounos on the podcast edition. Check it out. And by the way, how fabulous did she look last night?
I was just going to say, she looked amazing. That red.
Fabulous.
Check out our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Great pick. Yes. Absolutely. So you guys go check out Conversations with Maria Menounos. You're going to love it. I sign up for the newsletter and get it all the time, mm-hmm. and it's just a lovely read for me. I dive in, but let's dive back in.
Best tips and tricks.
Yeah, she really does. Let's dive back into more of Frances mm-hmm. and her art gallery. So now she's got the $75,000 that she's ready to shake Diane from this cloud, this burden, this well, what would you call it?
Beholden. She feels beholden. She's
being held down or, like, you know, under Diane's thumb. Like, right. I own you because I gave you money. So now they're in this... I mean, what was that, like a
clearing?
Well, it was more like it seemed like an art installation out in the middle of nowhere, kind of like the Peltzes of
I have no idea what that was.
And you know, Frances says to Diane, "Look, you know, I feel really grateful, and here's a check. I've endorsed it to you." And Diane is not having it. She's like, no, you can keep it. You can keep it. Because she really wants to feel like she's a part of something. And Frances is like, no, honey, no. Like, this is my gallery. This is my dream.
Mm, yeah.
And you have your pelts now at home. Mm. Take your pile of poo and poo-poo. You know, but nicely. I mean, who hands somebody $75,000 is like, thanks.
And she's paying back a loan. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like Diane and her were partners. Like, she invested. She gave her a loan and she's paying it back.
Yeah.
And Diane should be like, all right, like, you don't owe me anything anymore. You still owe me whatever. Like,
well, Diane wanted to feel a part of something.
Completely. Yeah.
Something besides Nick and what he has going on. She wanted to feel a part of something separate. So, of course, I knew she was going to get mad because we already saw it when Sylvia came around. Right. So,
Yeah.
I knew that wasn't going to go over well.
No, it did not go over well to the point where Diane storms off, takes the check, storms off, leaves her in the middle of the art installations in upstate New York.
Right, get an Uber. There's
no service. Right. And then, you know, she goes and storms off to a bar. Now, here Diane's been, I think for the most part this season, she's been sober.
I think she's been completely sober.
Yeah. And now... she's not. She goes to a bar and she's talking to some trucker guy and she's like, what do we say? Fuck Frances. What do we say? Fuck Frances. And it's like, whoa, man, you've had a cheerleader in a bar like that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, can I buy you a new hat? And he's like, sure.
She's so charming, Diane.
She is.
She's so funny.
She's hilarious.
She's funny until it bites her in the ass.
Yeah.
And then she's like asking the bartender for a 7 and 7. And I admire this bartender because not many bartenders will cut someone off.
Right.
And the fact that he did, kudos to every bartender that cuts a drunk ass off.
But he also should have took her keys.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He should have. And so Diane storms out and she's like, I'm not leaving because you asked me to leave. I'm leaving because I want to leave. And she gets in her car and hits 3 cars. What in God's name is this woman thinking?
She's nuts.
I'm surprised she got home.
Oh, my God. Me too.
I always think of that episode in Wall Street where he takes those drugs and it hits him and he tries to drive home and he thinks he drives home okay and he really doesn't. Like, that is what came to my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, this is another one of those. That's like my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
But she does. She hits like 3 cars.
She's lucky she didn't kill anybody.
That's just in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, from where it seemed that they were to where they probably live was quite a trek.
Yeah.
Right.
So she was probably doing one of these most of the time.
Right.
That's not good either. So thank God she got home safely.
Yes.
And nobody was hurt, at least so she thinks. Fast forward, we're now at her Memorial Day party, and she is not having any of Frances. Frances is trying to talk to her. She's like, no, I'm going to talk to my real friends. I'm not trying to talk to you now.
Dramatic.
With the giant pelts behind her. I mean, Diane, come on. And so we have, you know, they're now having the Memorial Day party at Diane and Nick's. And Nick is just this jolly old 3 sangria in person. I guess they both didn't quit drinking.
Right.
And, you know, Frances, of course, you know, gets to the party. She runs into Dallas. Dallas is there with the new guy from the country club. Hello. Mm-hmm. That's working out deliciously.
Ted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We like Ted. Although Ted
I'm not sure if we like Ted, over this way. I'm not sure this way if we like Ted yet or not.
I still miss Tony Silver Creek.
Maybe he'll come back.
I hope not. But Ted, I'm still questioning Ted because Ted lives with his ex still.
Yeah.
It's a lot of baggage.
So, yeah, that's...
That's
a very young thing to do because they're in their early 30s, she said.
Yeah.
They're 30 years old. It happens where you have people that just can't afford to live on their own, and it happens more in this day and age with how people aren't making that much money and it's cheaper to live together because the cost of living has gone up. Mm-hmm. So either you move back in with your parents, you get a roommate, or if you're already living with a significant other, you just kind of stick there until someone says, shit or get off the pot.
Right.
And in their case, they're getting along so well as co-exes. What do they they uncouple.
Unconscious uncoupling. I love that. When Gwyneth Paltrow brought that up, I love that. Conscious uncoupling. That's what they.
But that's what they're doing. They're unconscious couple. Whatever that
unconscious,
is.
It's a conscious uncoupling.
Yes,
you consciously uncoupled.
But they live together, and Diane is. I mean, as a therapist, I'd be like. I must be messed up in the head to be dating someone who is living with their
ex-wife. She did say it to Francis.
She is. She's very self-aware about the situation.
Yeah, she's very self-aware. Yeah. I think she is like that. She wants to see, though.
Because
if it is really nothing, then why not give him a chance?
Yeah.
But then
if
it is something, at least I explored it and gave myself a chance to. But she is very self-aware of
the situation. She's being really realistic about it. And I think she's just having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. She's definitely having fun. And he's being really sweet and kind to her. And he's attentive to her and to her friends.
Yes.
And that's really lovely. Mm-hmm. So he comes and he brings, you know, two tequilas over to her and Francis. Mm-hmm. He clearly doesn't have one for Francis, but he gives her, Francis, his drink. At which, that point, as he walks away to go get himself a drink, Francis notices that Robert and
Jackie
are walking into the party. Now, Jackie's looking hot.
Didn't somebody tell Francis that they were going to be there?
Yes. Yeah. Diane said, by the way, before she gave him the check, by the way, we're having this party, and Nick invited Robert and Jackie.
Yes. And before that, they decide to...
Well, yes.
Yeah.
So, I guess we will rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. So, as they're... A little earlier in the episode, we see for a quick moment where after Robert and Jackie go to the lawyer's office, they're playing a little one-on-one in front of the house, which I kind of like that when couples... have fun together like that.
You should.
You really should.
You should.
Not a lot of people do, though. And to me, I'm like, that's so weird if you're not playful with one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says to her, he just kind of stops. He's like, you know, what do people do in Italy? And she's like, buy leather. He's like, why don't we get married? I mean, what did you ladies think about his proposal? I thought it was fitting for them and their dynamic, but what did you girls think?
I thought it was awesome. I was like, oh, I was shocked. And then I loved how she was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's
so fitting to her character.
Yeah.
Like, she's not like a girly girl who would have wanted something, you know, over the top or would have wanted. She just is herself.
Right.
Right.
It's perfect.
At first, that's what I thought. I was like, what kind of proposal is that? But then I was like, for the dynamic of their relationship, I thought it was perfect. I thought it was really good for who they are. And because they're more of a mature couple, I felt like it was great. And the fact that she was just like, yeah, I'm on board, let's do this. And what really got me is that I was really shocked about it because it was like, you just had this divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, but then when he went into explaining it, like, life is too short.
Yeah.
And... you know, I just got a divorce, but I don't want... I know that life is too short.
Yeah.
And I thought... I was like, oh my gosh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, gosh, yes. Like, he didn't let that hold him back. He's not letting anything from the whole Francis situation hold him back from what he sees as a great, not only relationship, but partnership, and just a great dynamic, period. So I loved it. I was like, yes.
Yeah. It was very on brand for them. It was kind of the perfect proposal. And I thought it was really nice as far as like the writing and the acting goes. I mean, with Jackie, just there was that moment when she didn't answer where you're like, oh, is she going to be like, you know, wait a minute, this is really how you're going to propose to me? Like, you should have been pulling out all the stops, you know? And you got that false sense that she might be doing that. And then the reversal was so nice, you know, with her saying the fuck yeah and stuff like that. It was really great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not everybody needs a traditional on one knee proposal. Yes.
Especially when they had teenage kids and they both, I think, married.
Yeah.
It's not them.
Yeah. They've already kind of, I think, been through that boat. Yeah. So they're just like, whatever.
It works.
It did.
It absolutely works, and I love it. And now they're arriving, as we jump back to where we were before, they're arriving at the party, and she says to him, have you told Francis yet? And he's like, well, he starts pulling an old Robert, I'll get to it. And she's like, no, she needs to hear it right now, right now, right now, right now, from you, not from anybody else. And she's like, have you even told a friend? Why does he just blurt it out to Nick?
Oh my god!
And the way that's Robert,
right?
Because Robert,
Nick, who's at risk of telling everyone.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and that was another nice moment when Nick did give the toast, because everyone's like, "Oh no, he's gonna tell everybody!"
Right? Yes. He ran and tried to tell Francis before, because I think we all thought that he was gonna say something.
Oh yeah,
of that caliber. But
I was shocked that he went for the knee surgery. Yes. The wedding proposal.
It was great.
But Nick honored the we don't want to tell anyone just yet until we tell Francis, and until you catch a wind that she's caught wind. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
I really found it interesting too, but I thought it was great. That's a good friend. I found that it was interesting that Nick actually congratulated them. He was really happy for them.
Yeah.
And was like, I'm happy to see you guys, you know, doing this. So I thought, I was like, wow, that's a great friend. Because you know how most people, when it comes to Diane finding out, she's going to be like, I just feel like,
oh, hell no.
Yeah.
She's going to be one of those friends where it's like, you have to choose.
Well, like at the dinner party.
Yeah. And I think that Robert putting Nick in his place last week really helped with that, too. You know, I think that just saying, this woman is not Frances, you know, and then Nick can kind of see this woman as, oh, yeah, no, she's not. She's great for you, you know? I think if he hadn't said that, then Nick would have maybe been a little bit more judgmental.
Mm. I think also, too, we all see, and I think Nick is now seeing, especially after last week, how happy Robert is.
Yeah.
And after all the years of being friends with Diane, and, I mean, being married to Diane for 11 years and having a first wife and knowing what that dynamic is and how that transpires, and knowing Robert and all the BS that went on in their relationship, because if Robert wasn't telling him, Diane was probably bitching to him about Francis talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know how that goes? And so I think he genuinely sees how happy he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when people see that you are happy, there's no getting around it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And of course, there's going to be a genuine reciprocation or a genuine, like, happiness for him anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
And Nick is so happy in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, so if Nick had been... He was also, for whatever reason, he would be like, don't get married, it's bullshit, or whatever. But he was so... Little did he know what was coming, but he was so happy.
He was three sangrias in.
Yeah.
Not feeling any pain. And that was probably a good thing because, as we see, Robert goes to chase Francis as Nick is trying to make this announcement in fear that it's about him. And Francis locks herself in the bathroom and is like, no, I'm not. I need space. Because as they're standing there, she looks to her right. She sees Dallas and Ted. You know, little kissies, you know, head on the shoulder. And then she looks to her left, and then there's Robert and Jackie doing it. And she's like, I can't take this. She literally had that I can't take this look on her face and ran. Mm-hmm. She needed a moment, locks herself in the bathroom. Robert chases her. She's about to let him in, only to have Diane jump in the mix.
Right.
All of a sudden, Diane wants to be friends again.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I need you. I'm sorry. I made a mistake the other night when you when I left you. I went to a bar. I got shit-faced. And I hit three cars. It must have been cameras. Help me turn
myself.
They
found me. Yeah.
Help me turn myself into the popo.
Right,
was
right.
What she said. Yeah. You know, and it's, Diana's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's the understatement of the century. But as Francis goes to kind of help Diane out and is like, you need to stop throwing these kinds of parties. Actually, one of my favorite lines is when Nick says, aside from being, you know,
the attempted murder,
right. Like, I'm pretty happy after 11 years. You know, they Francis and Diane walk outside only to find that it's Nick that's getting arrested for $12 million in embezzlement. Mm-hmm. And whoa, shocker there. Mm-hmm. No one saw that coming. Did you?
Yeah, no. I didn't see it coming at all. But it made sense.
He retired. He's making steaks. He's living the high life. He's buying $2 million pieces of art for Diane just to keep her at bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it actually does. Like you said, it makes sense.
Yeah.
They were too, they were too comfortable. They were too affluent. That's why, they're creating these problems for themselves. And I think that it's going to be really good for Diane, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, the irony is his speech right beforehand was, you know, before the cops came, he's like, you know, my wonderful wife, my wonderful home, our sanctuary, we love it here, like, life's great. And then all of a sudden, like, he's in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And earlier in the episode, she was like, I was living in a studio in the East 50s and working in the glove department, and then I met Nick and my life got bigger and better.
Yes, she did.
Now she's back in the glove
department. The glove department.
Right? I feel like every character has had, like, where we met them, you would never imagine where they are now.
Yeah.
I like seeing the evolution.
Nice little evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's really necessary for her because, I mean, as we've seen with Frances, she's putting monetary, you know, labels kind of on her friendships, you know? Mm-hmm. Like with Frances with the check, it was like, oh, so you're paying for me to go away. You know, it's like all about the money,
yeah.
You know? And I think that for Diane, it's going to be good for her to struggle a little bit.
Well, we see she doesn't realize how much she has to struggle until she goes to visit Nick and in jail in New York. And at that point, you know, she's talking through the phone and she's like, wait, you know, is there any, like, a secret, you know, a Swiss bank account or, like, a secret stash? I have the pelts, at least. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Like, the pelts I paid with that money. In fact, it's the Zuckers who I embezzled from to pay for that. They're going to seize that. You have nothing, but the jewels, maybe, if she doesn't hide those.
Right.
What you have on your person is all you've got, because they're going to go in your house and they're going to take everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
The husband is already hidden.
Right. You know? He's not hidden. He's locked up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
He's gone. But yeah, we do see that she that humbles her, mm-hmm. and she walks into the department store and straight to the glove department and I did not expect that. Are you hiring?
Yeah.
Like, whoa. You know she went home and cried and drank her little face off.
But good for her.
That's what I said, too. Good for her. Like, she wasn't going to let that hold her back.
Yeah.
Some people you see, they really take that hard. And they're like, I'm not getting a job.
Yeah, because you could see...
Like, I'm not going back to a job.
She's such a wacky character. I could see her, like, pretending like everything is actually fine and not really, like, understanding the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
Good for
her
for, like, already getting back out there and, like, making sure that she doesn't become homeless.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, we see, if we rewind a little pinch back, as bombs are being dropped at the party, as Nick is getting arrested, that's also when Robert, once again, he blurts out that he is now getting married to Jackie. That's where he chooses to tell poor Francis in front of everybody. Like, but she didn't give him the opportunity. Did you think that was a fair way of him doing it, or did she not leave him any options?
I mean, he could have called her later, but I think he was just like, Jackie Lee Manimee, if I don't
do it now.
Yeah, do it now.
Yeah, he's just one of those people that he needs pressure to blurt stuff out. So I wasn't surprised. And honestly, like, I mean, who kind of cares how he tells her?
Yeah, you know.
I also think, you know, I mean, Nick and Diane are so crazy, especially at their parties. Like, I mean, having told Nick, he had to tell Frances, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. because, I mean, he did not want it coming from drunk, you know, mm-hmm. Diane or drunk Nick, you know?
You tell right. one person, telephone turns mm-hmm. into a whole yeah. big mess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we see that once, you know, she had the news dropped on her, Nick's been arrested. And now Dallas, Diane, and Frances are kind of sitting in, like, the friend circle, and they're kind of talking about things. And Frances says, she goes, I'm the poster child of being blindsided. Do you girls feel that is she victimizing herself by saying that?
Yes. Yes, she is. You're not being blindsided. Like, you saw that they were getting really close. You yeah. saw that they had a business together. He was introducing them to the kids. She was doing stuff with the kids. The kids was driving her car. Yeah. Like, you weren't blindsided. You decided to be blindsided.
Yeah. Here's a reason in my mind why she thinks she's blindsided. It's every single time she has gone after Robert, he's always reciprocated. You know, like yeah. like the last season when they were at the gallery, they made out. And then this season, you know, when she goes to Ohio, they hook up. And here's the first time he rejected her. She just always expects for him to, like, you know, be there mm-hmm. for her, yeah. you know. And mm-hmm. that's what's so blindsiding mm-hmm. to her. But, yeah, like, you know, good on him.
And
you
she
know?
Can't accept that it could be that he's so in love with Jackie. She's yeah. like, it has to be. Do you think she's pregnant?
Yeah. Right. I was can't so be that like, they love each oh other. My gosh. Come it on. Can't be that yeah. he loves her.
Yeah.
But I do feel like putting myself in her shoes, she's like, first, I hear my kids might be going to Italy. Then Sylvia drops me. Then I hear my ex-husband's getting married who hasn't been dating for that long. So, like, she's probably like, factually, all of these things happen, and I yeah. was shocked by all of them, yeah. whether I have a right to be or not. Like, she's like, all these things happened at once.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the water coming out of the wall and it's, you know, hitting her in the face is like symbolism of that. When it rains, it pours. Like, all of this is ooh. Happening at once.
Yes, yeah. and a lot of good is going to come from it because she needs some right. humility.
Yeah. So the painting that she was hanging on the wall during that scene, I think really inspired her because it was that yellow painting that Diane was like, it looks like an elephant painted it. and she said, no, it's happy. And I'm going to borrow it and I'm going to hang it. And that's what she was trying to hang. And I think that once all this came down on her and she, after she dropped Diane off to go see Nick, she decided to go into an art show and kind of just keep moving forward. I felt a little
go
bit.
Go back to loving art because she's like, I forget, you know, like, didn't she say, like, I forget what it's like to love art? Like, I don't want to make a killing. I just want to do what I love.
Yeah. yeah. And we see her go. And I think in that moment, she's like, you know what? If I had one artist stolen from me, maybe I'll find another one, a new one. If I have this yellow painting, maybe I'll find somebody similar. If I found Sylvia, I can find somebody else. And she comes across that one artist and really takes to one of his paintings and gives him her card. And I feel like that could possibly be a new beginning for her mm-hmm. to the point where in that moment she decides to call Robert and leaves him a voicemail and is like, you know what, take the kids to Italy, have a wonderful time, mm-hmm. show them more than just gelato,
right.
show them the artistic side, show them the cultural side of Italy, like open their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe she felt like or feels like Robert won't open their eyes, but I think with somebody like Jackie in his life, that changes now because mm-hmm. yeah. she's an open person. And when you're with open people, everything changes. Mm-hmm. When you're with someone that's like,
right.
you're no. kind of stuck there.
Right. Yeah.
So it was really nice to see at the end of the episode her kind of like give in because there, if she didn't, I think that the worst thing that she could do is say no, then she does become the evil person, and then that just drives a bigger wedge between her and her children. And yeah. we see at the end of the episode that Lila now gives her the biggest hug, mm-hmm. and that could bring her and her daughter closer. 2 months away from your kid and crazy soon-to-be stepmom mm-hmm. in the horizon.
And she was finally being unselfish. Like, she didn't want her kids to go because she wasn't going to be mm-hmm. with them when they were seeing Europe yeah. for the first time. Yeah. And now she's like, let them see it because it's amazing and they should experiences.
Yeah, I think definitely at the end of this episode, I felt like this was her changing her way, like letting go, like, you know, before I was saying that she held on, she had to control everything.
Yeah.
And she was doing the same thing, getting the same results and expecting something different. And I think she was just like, you know what? Forget it. Forget all of it. And just let go. And that's always been her sign when she gets on the trampoline is like, I have to like let go or do something or whatever. So
yeah, it's on the billboard.
When we see, see her get on the trampoline and just like, you know, jump and like, you know, free. I do think that that was her saying, you know what, I'm gonna just try letting go.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, shall we get into predictions and where we hope these characters go?
Yeah.
So let's start, let's start with Frances. She's on the trampoline at the end of the episode. Is she going to let go moving forward, or is she going to victimize herself all over again?
I think she's going to let go, and I think that she's going to end up actually forming a partnership with Skip.
Mm.
I kind of almost see him as like her Mr. Big a little bit.
Ooh, so I think that
is going to happen. He's going to trick her into letting go. Letting go over pride, you know?
I mean, he's super honest.
Yes.
He's super honest. He's like, I do steal people's clients.
Right.
I don't have an eye for art. I just know everybody and how much money they have. So, sup.
Yeah.
Definitely. I feel as though letting go is her key to actually bringing something new into her life. So it's going to be something new and fresh that's going to hit her. And she's going to be like, oh, this is new. This is nice. Okay. Let me try this new route and see where it takes me. It could be Skip. And he starts showing her something different. Whatever the case may be, I think that this letting go is going to let her have something enter into her life that's going to be, you know, something good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going character by character for predictions, but...
For a second. What do you think about?
I think, well, now everything's been stripped away. Like, literally, there's nothing on the gallery walls. She doesn't have a romantic interest. Her kids are away. So I think she's going to have the summer of... she's going to have, like, a summer abroad, but in whatever, in New York. Of just like rediscovering what she really is passionate about and just getting happy and healing. And I think I see good things for her.
I think with the kids being gone for 2 months and in the first season, she resented the fact that she left living in the city to have this suburban life.
Yeah.
And I think with the kids gone and then being old enough now and stepmom soon to be Jackie in the picture, she might let go, move back into the city, and you know what? The kids are grown. They don't really like me that much. They're having a great time. In fact, they may miss her and want to see her more.
Yeah.
But I see her possibly moving back into the city and having this love affair.
Yes,
this
New York.
Great business affair with Skip, and that could turn into a love affair. I don't know how long it'll last, but I don't know. Now, as far as Diane, humble, or does she find another rich man?
Ooh, that's a good
question.
Or
does she stand by her man?
I don't think she's going to stand by Nick.
Really?
I don't.
Mm. Wait for me, Diane! Not in front of the guys! It was hilarious.
Yeah, I think this is like her moment. I think this is her moment to like build herself up on her own, kind of like Robert was in the beginning of the season, you know?
Yeah.
Yet another divorce?
Yeah, I think so.
It is called divorce.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what to say about them. I want to say that she's going to leave, but I kind of have this feeling like, she's so needy that this is her moment that Nick will need her. And so she'll be the one to like provide and be like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and he needs me right now. And now, because now she no longer has the gallery. So it's more like, oh my gosh, someone needs me, and it's Nick. It's my husband who needs me. So
that's a nice change.
I don't know. I am thinking that she might kind of hold on a little bit and see where this goes as far as him now needing her.
Okay.
I think I think she's going to leave Nick to rot in jail. What she really wanted, which was money.
Yeah.
And she's going to try to, she's going to, like, work in the glove department again and try, like, the same formula. Like, maybe I'll meet another rich guy. She's not going to get what she wants. She's going to have to figure it out and figure out what she's good at, which is charming people. So she should go work for Skip and, like, schmooze with rich people and get them to buy art.
I think her working in the glove department, she's going to run into a lot of her rich friends.
Yes.
And that's going to be humbling and mortifying. And I feel like she's going to be a little bit of a liar and exaggerator, as she's been in both seasons, and say, oh, no, I'm doing this for fun because I'm so good. I just love dressing up people. And, you know, let's dress you up now, too. Like, I'm good at this. And I'm just doing this as a hobby. And kind of downplay the Nick thing. And you're right. I think she's going to want to be take care of Nick for a while.
Interesting. Yeah, because she's the type of person who wants somebody to need her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wants somebody to need her, and nobody right now in her life needs her.
Right.
So I feel like this is an opportunity to be needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll be needed, and then I think in the glove department, she'll come across a friend, or at an art thing when Frances is with Skip. And she'll get swept off her feet by somebody that's not crooked and not a little on the cuckoo side, that doesn't make her as crazy. So it'll be interesting. And then, all right, last but not least, Dallas and this whole Ted thing. Does it last, or is it over before it started?
I don't see it lasting. I don't. I think that it's a fun fling. I prefer someone like Tony Silvercreek for her. Not that that is the guy.
Yeah.
But there was that... white, there was like that red hot, like, you know, tension and passion with them, and I want someone else like that for her. It's like I want like a marriage between Ted and Tony Silvercreek. I want someone else like that for her who actually does, you know, does treat her well, and it, you know, is not a total asshole.
I'm not sure about this one. This one is different. I don't like Tony Silvercreek. Not Dallas is so level-headed. Like, she needs somebody who really compliments her in that way. I think that this guy is really nice, but like I said again, I'm not really sure what his situation is.
Yeah.
And either she's going to change him, like, you know, like Jackie did Robert, and you know, he's going to do differently, or she's going to see him not change, and she's going to just move on.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of this, because you know, they didn't really get into it, so I don't know how to dive into that one. Mm-hmm. But they did keep him for the end, so I'm feeling like that has a message to it. So we'll see what happens. They may not bring him back at all. We may never see him again.
Skip ahead. Oh, he's like,
that guy.
Like,
I feel like I don't know what's going to happen, because I need to know more. Like, why is he so, like, what's the real reason he's living with his ex-wife? So I feel like I can't predict until I have more information.
Yeah. All right. Until we have more information, you guys can comment down below on this YouTube link. Download us on iTunes. Rate. Also, comment there. Let us know what you think about these characters and where they're going in the upcoming season. We're very excited. Very excited. Sad it's over, but until next time, I'm your host, Miriam Gonzalez. You can follow me on Instagram at MiriamG1, on Twitter at Miriam L. Gonzalez. Also follow us all here on at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter. Ladies, where can they find you?
Oh, this is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere on all platforms at Miss Mo Loveless. And I will be doing The Voice tomorrow, every Tuesday, so make sure you tune into that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Nice. So make sure you tune in to that. And I'm also on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. doing Life Sentence, which is a new show on CW. It's going to be amazing. So make sure you guys tune in.
And I'm Katie Foley, your sad hostess, because we're ending tonight. You can follow me on every platform at Katie Did What Now. Just don't stalk me. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for the second season of HBO's Divorce. And we look forward to the next one. Until then, we will see you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.